From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reporting in the Times Union that officials and utility customer advocates in the Hudson Valley said Central Hudson Gas and Electric's billing has improved since the disastrous rollout of new billing software in September 2021. But some customers still complain of inflated and inaccurate billing, while others say they have not received a bill for months. A Central Hudson spokesperson said the utility is working to resolve these issues, and that the current problems with billing were because of issues caused when customers were switched back to Central Hudson from renewable energy provider Columbia Utilities. The Public Service Commission has launched an investigation into the software rollout and related billing issues. Central Hudson itself is under investigation by the State Public Service Commission because of the billing problems that began last fall. Saugerties Town Supervisor Fred Costello said residents were having the, and I quote, same billing issues, end quote, as they did last fall and winter, but, and I quote, the magnitude is way less, end quote. After Central Hudson started using the new billing software, customers began receiving wildly fluctuating bills, some of which could bankrupt the average utility customer. Customers described their bills doubling or tripling in 1 month with no explanation. Newburgh Mayor Torrance Harvey was backbilled $708,000 by Central Hudson in March for his residential service. As of this week, the commission has received more than 4,200 comments from Central Hudson customers describing issues with the utility. Costello said the most common issue in Saugerties was customers not receiving bills for months, then getting many bills at once, all due at the end of the month. According to Central Hudson Assistant Director of Media Relations Joe Jenkins, the reason for the, and I quote, majority of customers, end quote, now experiencing issues is the state excluded Columbia Utilities, a local energy supplier, from the energy marketplace. Columbia Utilities had promised to deliver 100% renewable energy to customers at fixed rates by using energy in bulk. 10 Hudson Valley communities, including Saugerties, Beacon, and Poughkeepsie, signed up, but in April, the company filed notice with the Public Service Commission that it wanted to pull out of the contract. In June, 8 towns, the Public Service Commission, and others filed a lawsuit against Columbia Utilities for reneging on its agreement, according to court documents. Jenkins said on October 19th that, and I quote, virtually all customers, end quote, that were switched back to Central Hudson from Columbia Utilities had their bills delayed, but he expected all back bills to be delivered by mid-November. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County elected and law enforcement officials and substance abuse prevention personnel gathered October 20th at the County Law Enforcement Center in Kingston to celebrate a new federal $1.3 million grant to help the county cope with the ongoing opioid epidemic. Sheriff Juan Figueroa said, and I quote, I think it's important to recognize the importance of what we are doing here to help people, end quote. Former Ulster County Executive, now Congressperson Pat Ryan, sought help during his administration to try to slow the opioid epidemic. He said, and I quote, we had to declare a public health emergency in 2020 for fentanyl to raise awareness of just how deadly and lethal it can be and how seriously need to take that, end quote. Between January 2021 and August 2022, the county's opioid resource response as county law enforcement unit had 683 referrals for treatment and distributed 1,835 naloxone kits to treat overdoses. The grant will help the county fund new positions to fight the county's opioid problems. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that this month the U.S. Postal Service filed notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission of price changes to take effect January 22, 2023. The new rates include a 3-cent increase in the price of a first-class mail forever stamp from 60 cents to 63 cents. The proposed increases will raise first-class mail prices by approximately 4.2% to offset the rise in inflation. The price for 1 ounce metered mail will increase to 60 cents, and the price to send a domestic postcard will increase to 48 cents. A 1 ounce letter mailed to another country would increase to $1.45. A single piece letter and flat additional 1 ounce price will remain at 24 cents. The Postal Service is also looking to adjust the price charged for certified mail, post office box rental fees, money order fees, and the cost to purchase insurance when mailing an item. The post office raised rates most recently on July 10th. That increase included a 2 cent increase in the price of a first class mail forever stamp from 58 to 60 cents. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week.